Scripture reading, Colossians chapter 3, verses 22 through 25. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it, not only when their eye is on you and to curry their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for their wrongs, and there is no favoritism. Devotional. Throughout history, one's calling has often been narrowly defined as an occupation, career, a status in life, single or married, or as secular or consecrated, laypersons or professional Christian ministers. As a result, we often think, whatever my calling was, I think I may have missed it, or I'm not trained, I'm just a regular person, or I'm just working, waiting for my true calling to reveal itself. Scripture teaches, however, that every Christian is called by God at conversion, and that calling encompasses the whole of our lives. Recovering this truth revolutionizes how we understand our role in the workplace and in the world as men and women sent by Jesus to embody His love. In the Roman Empire, slaves were property and occupied the lowest rung on the social hierarchy, which meant the worst and most demeaning tasks fell to them. Yet the Apostle Paul offers a revolutionary new perspective on their status and role. He reminds them that it is Christ whom they serve, no matter how lowly the task. And so they are commissioned by God to model the love of Jesus in their daily work. The same principle applies to us. It is Christ whom we serve. And all of us have the ability to creatively and proactively build emotionally healthy relationships and community in His name, as teachers, janitors, healthcare workers, lawyers, salespeople, managers, volunteers, cooks, small business owners, actors, students, and administrators. Wherever we work, regardless of who signs our paycheck, or if we even get a paycheck, we are Christ followers first, called to join with Him in restoring the world to what God originally intended it to be. Question to consider. What is one small way you can take initiative today to serve Christ by loving those around you? Prayer. Lord, help me believe that you have chosen me and sent me to the world. I need courage to proactively and consistently model the love of Jesus in my relationships. Grant me opportunities to embody and reflect your love to everyone I meet this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.